Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. I'm very aware when broadcasting and writing that my words are heard or read by people who I do not know and will never meet. I'm equally conscious that each and every person is pursuing their life as best they can, facing issues I will never know. And so I experience a weight of responsibility both to God and to my audience. It is a privilege to communicate. I've spent most of my life communicating through church or in writing and counted it a great privilege. What I've discovered is the tremendous value there is in engaging with other followers of Jesus. The privilege of community, something I need, something I cherish. In a very real way, we are not solitary creatures. Yet so much of life today seeks to isolate us from one another. The demands of time squeeze our social connections, whilst we deceive ourselves that somehow our online presence offers us the benefits of community in a more convenient form. The fact is that I need physicality to my relationships, as we have discovered throughout the lockdown. I find it all too easy to present an inauthentic profile online. It's only in direct conversation with someone that I and they connect with our real emotions, the people that lie beyond our opinions. Online, I'm known for what I think. Amongst my friends, I'm known for who I am. We each need to be known for who we are. One reason people reach for the bottle or other convenient intoxicants is to medicate the reality of the inner angst and pain that life creates within each one of us. It's not a suppressant I need when I struggle. It's a shoulder to cry on and the understanding of a friend. It's far harder to hide from the scrutiny of human gaze than it is sitting behind a screen. It's interesting to me that songs often carry within their lyrics the shared experience of a community's pain as it lived through injustice. There's something about coming together that creates the common optimism to keep going, both together as well as individually. When we come together as church, it is for mutual understanding and encouragement. It is the safe space in which we can show up as we are, knowing that we are accepted as such by God first and by brothers and sisters second. There's no need for pretense. Sunday best, as once worn in church, is anathema to the very foundation and purpose for church. When church is reduced to an individual experience, be it in worship or word, the heart of God's purpose is stolen from our gathering together. Church is a communal experience where I am conscious of participation in one local expression of a global family. I'm encouraged to be part of something tangibly so much bigger than myself. As we enter into the God space today, church offers the opportunity to be known and accepted for who you are. Where you find yourself in life is the very reason that carries you to church and to the encouragement of others equally pursuing God in honesty and hope. Amen. I'm pleased to be part of a local community that knows me and with whom I can be honest. Together with others, I draw strength from our fellowship. Now please do write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, with any comments, questions, insights. I'd love to write back to you personally and in confidence, and will do so as soon as I can. And do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Join our growing Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home, in print or direct to your favourite mobile device. Join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.